So I'm not going to be here for the Rav Kook shiur. I have the bris. I'm not going to be here for that shiur. So I didn't tell you.
Thank you. Thank you. Tal lechai, Ayin Gimel, page Ayin Gimel. So we're learning that the Pekida and the Zechira should never be seen as two different, as two separate worlds, two separate elements. That's a very, very big mistake, to see them as two separate worlds, but rather the Zechira is the Neshama, is the Neshama that's always there inside the Guf, which is called the Pekida. Pekida meaning when we begin L'maisa to see, as we've been learning from the Ramchal and the Gra and all the Svarim, to see that the Jewish people are no longer Baruch Hashem in the same way that it was all the years of Golas, and that there are unbelievable changes and improvements in the Gashmi of Am Yisrael, like we've been learning here in the Rav Kook shiur. But really, the Zechira that will ultimately unfold completely with Mashiach ben David, that Zechira, the Eden of the Ruchnis and the Dveikus Bashem, is the Neshama that's inside the Guf of that, of the physical well-being of the Jewish people. That's the Inyan of Mashiach ben Yosef, that Baruch Hashem in these last years have been changing so much. But the Yisod here that the Tal Lechaim is explaining is that the Elokus is the Yisod of everything. So what we ended with last time was that the Tachlis is not just, he's explaining that the Tachlis is not just that we should be able to have Jews coexisting, where you have the religious Jews and they respect the non-religious Jews, and the non-religious Jews are respectful of there being shuls and yeshivas and everybody gets along and it's a nice big family with different, you know, echad chacham, echad rosh, echad tov, echad yibneshul. That's not the tachlis of Am Yisrael, and that's not what we've been davening for all of these years. But what is the tachlis and what we've been davening for is the recognition that Kedusha Kodesh is the neshama of the Chol, where every Jew will recognize that I can't live without that shul. I can't live without the Bais HaMidrash. My job is to be a farmer. My job is to be a doctor or a lawyer. That's my job. But the neshama of who I am, and the underlying essence, the or of my existence, is Kodesh, is Kedusha, Mashiach ben David. So, because of the misunderstanding that separates between these two worlds, this terrible, terrible tsar and agmas nefesh at the end of time, Chevli Mashiach, on page Ayin Gimel, the second paragraph beginning with the words, Chaye ha'olam hazeh, Chaye ha'olam hazeh. Life in this world can bring about, can create a wonderful framework of existence, but it cannot give meaning to existence. It can't give meaning to existence. So the first time that Rabbi Shimon came out from the cave, and he saw people are plowing and people are planting, and he screamed out Torah Mateila, and he began to set the world on fire, right? Wherever he looked, he was setting it on fire. Because Rabbi Shimon, in that first way of looking at things, saw the separation between Chol and Kodesh. And therefore the question is an obvious question. How could there be a guf without a neshama? What's the schus hakiyim of a guf without a neshama? What does it mean for a guf without a neshama? What's the goof that the Jews standing out here working? What is this? There's no neshama. But the second time the Rabbi Shem came for the cave was totally different. After the extra tkufa, which he spoke a lot about from Rav Kook and the Inayofa over the years, but what happened during that last year, that change that took place over that last year when he came out, Kamo Chaviv and Mitzvah Yisrael, that this farmer is living mamish every second in Trumas Amaisus, in Peya. He's living in the halachas of Shemitah. He's living in the halachas of Kedushas Ha'aretz, and his whole Metzias is to be his thoughts to be mefarnes aniyim, to give a livelihood to people, and to so kamachaviv mitzvah yisrael. He saw covered Shabbos, and Rabbi Shimon in that second time, finally when he left the cave the second time, there were no longer two separate worlds of kodesh and chol, the world of the Beis HaMedrash and the world of peasants on the in the field that have no shaychus to kodesh. The second time he came out, it was neshama baguf. It was neshama baguf. It wasn't anymore two separate, distinct worlds. It was one world. It was the guf that had nishmas Yisrael, that this farmer is filled with nishmas Yisrael. It's not two separate worlds. What he's writing here, the first sentence is chay hoy lemezer. Chay lemezer yichon lo'om liyatzeh dvarim tovim mishuch lo'olam. Just a life without meaning. In other words, a goof without a neshama. To get up, to go to work, to come back from work, to have, to buy more things, and so on, to live that way without meaning. Chay olam hazeh, yichol ma'amam liyatzeh dvarim ta'ivim mishuch lo'olam. You could have nice stuff in this world. Ach lo latzekes mashmos, but you can't pour, with that you can't pour latzekes, you can't pour meaning into your existence. Just by accumulating more and doing, and that's what Rabbi Shimon was burning up, such a musik. He was burning up, he was destroying. And that's the whole union of Rabbi Shimon, the whole union of the Zohar Kodesh, is this integration of Kodesh Nechol, which is the Yisod of the Derech HaBaal Shem. Which means that not that you shouldn't go to work, you go to work, but work is filled with meaning. Not that you shouldn't be in this world, but this world is a world that's filled with meaning. As opposed to that way of thinking, that no, the yeshiva, the Beis Medrash, the shul, that's meaningful. And work is a distraction at best, and at worst much, much, much more terrible than a distraction. And I just have to, the only way I could survive is by somehow making it through this day at work and of the tum and the filth, and clawing my way back into the shul, into the yeshiva, into my house. Because they're two distinct and separate worlds. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the two worlds came back together. Shamayim and Aretz, heaven and earth. That's the Zohar Kodesh, that's Rabbi Shimon, Kodesh Nechol. That they're not two separate worlds. The Zechir is the neshama of the Pekida. For the Jewish people for our physical life to improve and to be able to take care of ourselves and to live in our land, the Tachlis is not just to have it better in this world, because we see the results of that. If there's no neshama, then what happens? It could become even worse. But the tachlis of Mashiach ben Yosef, the tachlis of that physical improvement of the Pekida, is that it should be infused with Nishmas Yisrael, with what? With the Elokus, with Mashiach ben David, with the Zechira. That's the union of Rabbi Shimon. The tachlis is not to stay in the cave and to live in a cave, the tachlis is to come out of the cave. And then Rabbi Shimon continued on to Tveri, and he began to help the Jews in Tveri and so on. That's the inyan is not to stay in the cave. The inyan is, what could you do to bring the life of the cave outside of the cave? How can you change the world with that aura that you experienced in the cave, in the Beis Medrash, in Yeshiva, in Kedusha? Now, what can I do to affect the world? What can I do to change the world? How can I bring that out in the world? How could I bring more meaning to my work? How could I bring more meaning to the house? More meaning to everything in life, that I don't make this terrible separation between Kodesh and Chol, between Shemayim and Eretz. Because that way of living is, when I'm in Shemayim, everything is good. But when I have to be Eretz, then everything gets messed up. And all I do is I cry because I have to get back to Shemayim, or else I'm going to die, because I'm a fish out of water. Rabbi Shimon said, learn how to swim on dry land too. A Jew has to learn how to swim. But the tachlis is, it's not such a chacham, but to swim when you're in the water. The tachlis is to be alive when you're not in the water. Or better yet, to create places of life away from your source of life. And to bring that life to other places. That's the tachlis. To bring that life, to reveal that life everywhere in the world. That's the union of Umalar's Deh Hashem, Kemayim Ilayam, Echaz, Mamish. Ubeha'odra, when the nesham is missing, when meaning is missing, Hakol naaseh tofel v'dahui. Everything becomes meaningless and empty. It becomes meaning tofel, like it becomes without meaning. Dahui means like dim and lifeless and empty. Lefichach Ach geula va'ayre tovel kol chaya chaymer. That's why I spoke about this a lot lately, because there's a big conversation now going on here in Eretz Yisrael, but especially in Eretz Yisrael. And all of the things that are being written now, I was just talking to Rav Chaim about this a little while ago, that all the things that are being written now, how to help the Ben Torah when he leaves the yeshiva and he goes to work. And so much of it is about how to keep your connection to your Rebbe, how to make sure that you have your chavrus, how to make sure that you keep your seder and learning. In other words, to whatever degree I can preserve my life of the yeshiva, outside of the yeshiva, I'll be matzliach. That's great. Whatever you could do, hakol ravach, of course. Whatever you could learn. And that's beautiful. But everybody that goes to work knows that that's not so pashut. But the whole thing, in my opinion, it's not my biggest opinion, in the way of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, in the way of the Baal Shem Tov, is a misrepresentation of Yiddishkeit. It's a misrepresentation of Yiddishkeit. Because if I'm not able to bring the yeshiva into my law firm, or if something doesn't go so great because I'm not able to keep up this seder that I had in yeshiva, or I'm not keeping I don't have my yachei kala twice a year in yeshiva, or whatever it is, so then everything falls apart. I'm a little yitzlach. The whole inyan is a misrepresentation of what Yiddishkeit is. The inyan of Yiddishkeit is that a person is able to be a Jew and to be proud wherever you are in the world, and to be a Yid wherever you are, not just that you're holding your breath and you're closing your eyes and you're holding your nose until I get out of this mess and I go back to the yeshiva. If you can, that's terrific. No, that's beautiful. But that's not the inyan. Lachshiyafutza minusachachutza is to be able to go outside and to be able to bring the aura of the Baruch Shalom everywhere in the world. It's a tachlis. And to be a Yid. And to be a Yid is not to be cowering, to be frightened. What am I going to do without my chavusa? What happens to if my Rebbe doesn't live near me, if my Rebbe died? This, you know, I told this 1,000 times to people who over the years I have guys going, hey, what's going to, Rebbe, you're going away for the summer. What am I going to do? So I said, oh, what are you going to do? Open up a Gemara and learn. What are you going to do? I have this all the time. I said, what are you going to do? Someone says, you're not going to be here on Tuesday. So I said, what's the matter? You can't open up a sefer on Tuesday? And the whole thing is like ludicrous. You know, that kind of a dependency. And when you're not able to have that inyan that you identify with Torah there, whether it's the, a poor representation like myself or something great, and you don't have that there, like the yeshiva, whatever it is, so then everything is like no good, everything's like, but David, I'm not on the program. What do you mean the program is? You go to your job and do your work and be an elchid and say brachas properly and watch what you're looking at and try to say a capital tillim and be a good Jew like we did for thousands of years. And all of a sudden, nobody can do anything. What's going to be? What's going to happen to the Ben Torah if he's not in his Torah environment? The answer is try to create a Torah environment outside of the yeshiva. So now try to make sure you live in a community where everything is from and everybody is from, and try to create a Torah environment outside of your. It's just, in other words, to try to set up the like the Hollywood set of the yeshiva while I'm at work. So I have the Hollywood set. So I could even make, doesn't have to be, I could have like, you know, soon they're going to be having these things like made out of, you know, not real. Like they can have like guys sitting around the Gemara like this and all different kinds of paintings at the firm. What?
Virtual basement.
So the guys will feel, and they'll have films on the wall of people talking and learning. It'll have to have Gedolei Yisrael, you know, on the walls. So you could feel like while you're at work that you have this virtual Beis HaMedrash that maybe you'll survive as a Yirei Shamayim while you're at work. This whole thing is like, it's a misrepresentation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu set out for us in this world. He could have left this in a real Beis HaMedrash in Shemaim and never had to put us into the guf at all. And if you put us into the guf, he's saying, so go do what you have to and remain a Jew where you are and be strong. And instead of being changed by what you are, change where you are. Instead of being changed by what you see, change the world. Do something. Instead of looking at everybody that's working and burning them up with your eyes and saying, Tar Matahela, this is not what I had in yeshiva, it's not like it was in yeshiva. And then all of a sudden the yeshiva guy starts to feel like he has to be like the world, you know? He has to like dress like the world, he has to act like the world. He can't be himself, he can't be proud of who he is. Why? Because that was in the yeshiva, and now I'm not in yeshiva. Or the girl who went to Beis Yaakov or whatever, and then she went to seminary, and now she's in the office, and she starts to dress differently. Things are getting shorter, things are getting tighter, things are not the way they used to be. She's a little bit talking to the guys. Because what? She's now in the other world. Until now, she was in the world of Zechira. She's in the world of Kedusha. She's in the world of she's in the world of the home and of the world of the school and of the seminary. And now she's in another world. She's in the world of Chol. And in the world of Chol, this is how you act in the world of Chol. Because they're two separate worlds. That's a terrible mistake. The Baruch Shalom made one world. And this world is one world. There's no Elam Haba. This world, the Baruch Shalom made. And the Tachlis is that this world should be meaningful. Not to run away from the world, but to make the world meaningful. To find meaning in your life wherever you are and whatever you're doing, to make it meaningful. To fill that with Torah, to fill that with Yoshamayim. The tachlis is that gula must be brought to all the physical life. When does that happen? When we see physical life as a beautiful garment, to the glory of the neshama. When physical life is a garment of spiritual life. Not that they're two different worlds. And I have to make a choice between this or that. So the guy, while he's in yeshiva at Tzadi, he leaves yeshiva. He's like, forget it. He's off. Well, like what Ben HaZamanim has become nowadays. Like, there's the yeshiva and there's Ben HaZamanim. You wouldn't know, like, it's the same guy. It's like two different worlds. The yeshiva world and Ben HaZamanim world. They're two different worlds. The whole time yeshiva is sitting in Shtag. You see Ben HaZamanim, he can't touch his sefer. Because now he's in the other world. He's in the world of Chol. And the world of Chol, the rule of the world of Chol is that you don't open the Gemara. The world of Chol is that you dress a certain way, you talk a certain way, you act a certain way. That's the world of Chol. No, the world of Chol is a levush for the neshama. Nishmas am Yisrael. Ha'ileches v'shar v'letachtiyas eretz. The Baruch Shalom sent Nishmas Yisrael to tachtiyas eretz, to the lowest places in the world, to this world. Tachtiyas eretz. But Hashem prepared beautiful garments, mitzvahs, davening, learning. Hashem gave all kinds of adornments, kishutim noim, beautiful kishut. Sheichinu avur bana hashavim yaratzeis neichar. And we, the Shechina's children, are returning to Eretz Yisrael, and throughout Torah mitzvahs, we are ourselves adorning the queen, the Shechina, with Nachas Ruach, with COVID. That's our tachlis. Ela shemabat kodesh zeh einenu nimsa b'chelek hanigla shel haTorah. Now, the reason that this is not the usual conversation in the firm world, what we're talking about right now, is because all that we're discussing now is not part of the revealed Torah. It's not part of the nigla shel Torah. This is what everything we're talking about in this sefer is from Rebbe Shem. It's all from the Zohar Kodesh. It's not from Nigla. Ki hu eino ela madrich es ha'odam b'kiyum ha'mitzvus ha'mugdaros. Because the job of Nigla is to give hadracha to the person how to keep the mitzvahs that are clearly defined, and that's what halacha does. Halacha says, this is the mitzvah, this is how you do it, this is when you do it, and these are the mitzvahs. That's what Nigla does. And it discusses each of the mitzvahs in great depth, but it's all about that hadracha that a person, practical hadracha of how to live in this world. It's davka chelek hanister, the chelek hanister, Rabbi Shimon. It's davka that chelek of nister, hu shebo legalis es hakodesh ha'elyon. The chelek hanister is what reveals, what uncovers the kodesh ha'elyon. The Kodesh Elyon. Ulaharis es shlitas b'kol merchavei achayim, that shows how Kodesh Elyon is that which is shoylight in everything in life. How you eat, how you sleep, how you talk, everything that you do, it blasts out of the Beis HaMedrash. It's outside. It goes out of the Beis HaMedrash. It goes out everywhere. That comes from the part of Torah that's called Nistar, Kodesh Elyon. That's the world of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The shlita, that control of the Ur Hashem over everything in existence. That's not what Nigla talks about. Nigla talks about my tzitzis and my tefillin about how to keep Shabbos. About all, we have to know all of that, and we have to learn it in great depth. And every single second that I'm learning, that I'm connecting to the infinite mind of Hashem as well. But in terms of merchave achayim, the expansiveness of life, that's not the inyan of nigla. Meroymim hu es adam ha'am, but nister, the Torah of Rabbi Shimon lifts up the person and the nation. Liros keitzad kol musagei achayim, to show how all of the musagei achayim, all of the concepts of life, all of life, kimelacha, like work, umishpacha, and being with your family, chevra, society, ushchuna, neighborhood, einem ela aspeklar yeshokaydesh. It's the neshama. In other words, the family has a neshama. Work has a neshama. The neighborhood has a neshama. Our job is to find it and to bring it out, to see everything in an aspeklar yeshokaydesh. Beside avaydes habirurim, this is the sod in the svarim of avaydes habirurim, of separating between tov and ra, and uncovering the tov wherever I am, finding that tov, that good, that elokus and everything that I'm isaacing in my life, at work, with the family, whatever it is, to uncover the elokus wherever I am. Those are the birurim that we were sent into this world to make. Birurim in this world. To draw down the highest lights of Atzilus and the highest madrigas of Ruchnius, into physical reality. That's the tachlis and the safkus baruch liyos leyderuvus atarim. That's the purpose of creation. That's what the Alter Rebbe explains, that we see that in the Mishkan had to be built from doimem tzameach chayim adab. That the Mishkan was built from all four levels of existence, the inanimate, from tzomer, from plants, and the animal, the skins, and the animals that were brought for karbanis, and medaber, which is the human being that was bringing the karbanis, that was Ovid. He speaks in Pashas Truma in Torah Or, that we see that that the Mishkan, which is that inyan of creation, which is the connection of heaven and earth, is dafka made from the material of this world, from all the levels of this world, because the tachlis, of course, is to bring down the highest light of Atzilus all the way l'chaim mamish into the skin of an animal, into doimim, into rocks, into tzemer, pieces of wood, into chai, into animals, into medaber, into human being, that everything should be enlivened with the or of Hashem. That's the tachlis of creation. Kedivrei Rabbeinu Ramchal. And the Ramchal writes in his Hakdamah to the Maimon HaVikuach, Yisera HaKabbalah. There, the Ramchal is explaining why we must learn Kabbalah. Why everybody on his or her level has to learn Kabbalah. In the right way, obviously, for that person's love. But what's the inyan of Limud HaKabbalah? Because when a person enters into that world of Kabbalah, he realizes, he sees that every single thing that he does, hamaisim atzam, all the even most physical things that we do, have very deep meaning. Tikkunim elyonim, are misakin big things. Big things. Misakin big things. This is how Kadosh Baruch Hu made, this is what he prepared, this is the Ratzon Elyon to have in this world. That this world should become Kaidish, through man using everything for his needs and for his pleasure, But l'shem shemayim, v'hainu ki divrei ha-shemayim hem kula mekudashim. V'soif olim lias kula mekudash. Shemayim is mekudashim, and the tachlis is that this world should be kodesh. b'soif ha'olam li'os kulay makudash. Ha'aretz v'chol ha'shaba, k'moy ha'shamayim v'chol ha'shabahem. Everything in this world, like shamayim v'chol ha'shabahem, that's the tachlis. V'chol inyin zeh, ma'asu b'yidei ha'adam, and this is what Hashem has given for man to do. This isn't from a Fabrengen of Lubavitcher Rebbe in 1979. Although you would think that it is, the language is not a Chassidish language, it's a Ramchal's language. But this is all. This is the Yisod of Torah Sabal Shem, because this is Rebbe Shem Vayichai. This is the Torah of Pnim. This is Nista. This is the language of Pnim Yisat Torah. Not to have to run away from the world. V'usoyt Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem. V'ha'aretz nosel v'nayodem page ayin dal. Ki ha'shamayim hu hechid mechal shleim husar ach ha'aretz nosel v'nayodem shehim yisak nuah. Shamayim is fixed up, everything is nice in Shamayim. V'ha'aretz nosel v'nayodem, that Hashem Yisbach gave this world bidei odem to bring Shamayim into this world. Shemaim, Shemaim LaHashem, V'aretz Nosen B'nei Odom, to make this world into Shemaim, the Himmeldik, to make this world a place that is heavenly. V'ahinu ki nitan ha'koyach l'Odom, shehu mamshich koyach ha'shchina ho'er l'mata yidin nishmasa. Man was given the strength to be mamshich the koyach of the Shechina and the or of the Shechina all the way down through his nisham, yidin nishmasa. And as the Ramchal says at the beginning of Sefer Sharm, Hashem gave everything to man in this world to use for this purpose. That through this they could also be, those things could be repaired, could be fixed. And the koach of kedusha that man intended is now mispashed gam aleihem. It spreads forth gam aleihem to the world as well, to everything in the world. But the Ramchal says, but one has to learn very carefully to know how to use the world. How to do this? It's not simple. One has to know how to do this. And obviously, if one does not know how to do this, then there is that fear of going out into the, of leaving the Beis HaMedrash, of leaving that insulated Shamayim Dikke place that you're in. Because it's very, very easy to get lost in that world. And that's why there are legitimate concerns and fears that people have. My kid going out, leaving. And now the idea is to stay in the yeshiva as long as possible. And you'll hear parents say, this could say, well, what's going to happen to my son if he leaves yeshiva? Which for thousands of years, there was never such a thing that was ever said. What's going to happen to my son if he leaves yeshiva? Like, maybe he'll make a living and take care of his family, I guess. That's what if he leaves yeshiva. For thousands of years, we never had such a question. What's going to happen to him outside yeshiva? They didn't even have yeshivas in most places. What's going to happen to him when he leaves yeshiva? I don't know. I guess he's going to have to figure it out. What to do. How to be a Jew outside of yeshiva. But more and more, because of the changes that have taken place and a whole different way of looking at things, there's this tremendous pachad. What's my kid going to do when he leaves yeshiva? What's going to happen to him? If he's not yeshiva, he's going to be destroyed. And there's great reason for concern. I don't blame. We're also always nervous about that. There's reason for concern, but that's not the tachlis of creation. Tachlis of creation is that for a certain amount of time a person should be in that world and should be able to absorb, be filled with Kedushas Yisrael and to be connected very deeply to the Shechina, and then to be able to go wherever you go in the world. You carry that with you. And that not only are you not going to be affected by the world, but you're going to affect the world. You're going to change the world. That's the ideal. Obviously, the ideal is not always what we see. But that's the ideal. That's the tachlis. To say that I can't handle this, I'm not able to manage this, that's fair. That I'm afraid of this, it's fair to be afraid of it. But to recreate Yiddishkeit and give the impression that that's not what was originally intended, that's already dishonest. It's just dishonest. Yiddishkeit was not meant to make two separate worlds. It was meant, Hashemayim Shemayim L'Shem Rosh Nosim L'Neyodim, to make this world Shemayim, to fix this world. That's the Tachlis. Not to stay in the cave, but to go outside from the cave. That's what the Baskal came down to, said to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lozit, Tzumi Marasim, get out of the cave, leave the cave. Why did they have to leave the cave? Because it was very good there. Why were they told to leave the cave? Why not stay in the cave? It's Tzumi Marasim. Tzumi Marasim. Can you imagine there would be a car like going down Rabbi Kiva Street in Bnei Brak? Tzu, Rabbi Yisai, Tzu mi marashem. Like they announce when someone dies. Everybody, Tzu mi marashem, leave your caves. They start stoning the car and they turn it over and they set it on fire and they light it up with those shaitels in Yerushalayim, the long shaitels. No? Tzu mi marashem. Go out of your caves. And there is a good reason why many would not survive outside the cave, and they should stay in the cave. And the cave is a beautiful place, and if you could stay there, Gesundheit, that's beautiful. But to make it seem that there's no life outside the cave, and that's not called being a Jew outside the cave, is simply a misrepresentation of Torah Sasha. That's not Torah Sasha. That's not Yiddishkeit. That's something else. That's not Yiddishkeit. We don't have convents, we don't have monasteries, we believe in getting married and having and going to work and having children and living in this world. We don't have convents and monasteries. It's not Judaism. It's not Judaism. I'm not Chalila, I'm not comparing the Beis HaMedrash to Karl. I'm just saying that way of thinking that I can't be a Jew outside of that street, that's not a Jewish way of thinking. That's not what the Torah tells us. That's not how we think. It's hard. It's difficult. And if you can't, try to hang out as long as you can on the street. But don't say that that's the tachlis. That the only real Jews are the ones who stay on the street. The only real Jews are the ones who stay on the block. That's not true. That's not what Yiddishkeit is. Sure, you have to know how to use the world. That's not pashut. Because if you don't use the world right, it can be a big mess. It can be a big kilkel. And then it's talking better that you're not going to the world. It can be a terrible kilkel. Those are the words of the Ramchal. So the Talmid Chaim continues. Zehu koicha hagodol shetoras hasayit. This is the great koch of Torah Sasod. This is not part of Nigla. That's why those who only learn Nigla could have that impression. That's not the whole story. Zo koicha agol shel Torah Sasod. Hamamlicha es Hashem Yisborach b'chol ha'olam kulam. Torah Sasod is mamlich Hashem. Is mamlich Hashem. Anoints Hashem and crowns Hashem. Call ha'ilmuskulam of all worlds, not just the Dal Amos of the Beis HaMedrash of the neighborhood. Call ha'ilmuskulam. That's Torah Sasod. Umara be'alil, eich ein oid milvado imamish. The whole Torah Sasod is what is ein oid milvado. Everything is a lukus. Everything is a lukus means everything, without exception. Everything is a lukus. Ein oid milvado imamish. And Hashem fills all the worlds and surrounds all the worlds. Hashem's malchus kol olam. Umloich kol haaretz kevada mamish. We say these pesukim every davening, every day of our lives. We say these words, not once. More malchus malchus kol olam. Umloich kol haaretz kevada. That's the tachlis. Meloi chalaretz kevada. It's important to read footnote 19. We'll get to that maybe in next time. But we have to remember to go back to 19. Just let's read another little bit here. Kishe Torah kedoshe zu Torah haneshamas. When this Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai illuminates the souls, tezakech es aruchais, it purifies and refines the ruchais, V'tipakach einei hanefashis, and opens up the eyes of the souls. It opens up the eyes of the Jewish people. It opens up their eyes. Azayimtzu nesivim lechibur amiti ben kodesh l'chol, and enables Jews to find pathways that connect, true, make true connections between what? Between kodesh and chol. Mitzad echad, that on the one hand, tien ne'monas gemura la kodesh, there's complete loyalty to the world of Kedusha, no compromises, El Ratzon Hashem, B'shleimus B'lo Shum Pashronis, full devotion to Hashem without any compromises. But Me'idach, on the other hand, Musagei Achayim Achomriyim Lo Yechushim U'yamim, that one will not look at the physical world as being a threat. Life is not a threat. The world is not a threat. And one doesn't feel that his physical existence is being threatened by his spiritual existence. In other words, if I'm really a Yirei Shamayim, that means that I can't be in the world. I can't enjoy the world. It means I now have to live separated from the world, not part of the world. My entire physical life is now being threatened. It's because of that many people don't want to become more connected to Torah Mitzvahs, because they have this impression that if I'm going to be connected to Torah Mitzvahs, I have to be away from the world. And people don't want that. The Teva tells them that they're in the world. And the impression they have is that Yiddishkeit is telling them to leave the world. And they don't want to leave the world. If you ask a typical non-religious person, that's the impression that he has of Yiddishkeit, means that you have to leave the world. You have to disengage from the world. That's how the typical person thinks of Yiddishkeit. Certainly in Eretz Yisrael, but even over here. You can't be a part of the world. No work, no army, no world. That's how they view the world. The world in Eretz Yisrael is work, army. No world. No world. There's the world of... There's this world, and then there's the religious, that's the other world. And it means also no pleasure, it means no enjoyment, no health, no excitement, no fun, no romance, whatever. They make that separation based upon what they're seeing, which can be very misleading. The reason it can be very misleading is because it's often that's not only does it give that impression, but that's how the practitioners often feel. So now we have this like two separate worlds. So somebody who's not religious, so what? How appealing is it? You know, the world of Yiddishkeit. If Yiddishkeit means moving to a different world, then everything that you have and everything that you enjoy, you feel is threatened of being taken from you and being lost. And you see yourself now as being apart from the world. And that's the only world that you're familiar with, is the physical world. And now you have to be apart from that. So when you see Yiddishkeit in such a way as a threat to your life in this world, so how appealing could that Yiddishkeit be? That's not only by people that are not religious, that's by Jews who are Orthodox too. So they learn over time to make a separation. When you're in shul, when you're in yeshiva, then you do the religious part of life. And then when you're outside of the yeshiva, then you live it up in the world. In ways that are not healthy, in the ways that are not permitted. And without the Kodesh Baruch Hu, a person could make two separate worlds. It's a very dangerous thing. We're talking about this in the Rav Kook Shir a lot. It's very dangerous. Kemishan ner dafim aydei karchas chashuv meyam. It seems to many, many people that physical life is being threatened by spiritual life, and that spirituality is right there, physical existence, for the purpose of destroying physical existence, in order to take away from you your physical well-being and your enjoyment and pleasure of this world. Hatayinim lebeladius, ki'ilu, you have a choice between being Esav or Yaakov. That's your choice. Adraba, ha'or v'akodesh nimshachim yimayonis ha'toyre yiknu lo'odim abat mufla amalachtei. It's just the opposite. When a person enters into the world of Rabbi Shimon, then ha'or v'akodesh nimshachim yimayonis ha'toyre, that the or and the kedusha that is drawn from the deepest wellsprings of Torah, they give the person the ability to have a mabat mufla, to have a wondrous, a new way of looking amalachta, at going to work, at what it means to go to work. Not that I'm a lo yuslach, I'm a miserable failure, and I have to now go to plan B. How can you, as a miserable failure, still somehow connect to the world that you were once in? And if you can't do that, then you're finished. No. A person can have a mabat mufla amalachta. To have mamashim, mabat mufla amalachta, a wondrous way of looking, a new way of looking at everything that I do in my life. Basha yakir, esamashmos hapnimis ha'atzuma shel avaydes kapayim, o yitziru abinim, because he can now see that there's tremendous, amazing, deep meaning to working with my hands and creating and building and accomplishing in this world. There's very deep meaning. Everybody's looking for that. But if the guy's being raised and all he's being taught is the only meaning is learning, and everything else that you would do is meaningless, it's goyish, it's meaningless, then what's going to be with this person? If I stay in the world of Kedusha, then maybe I could manage to live a life of Kedusha. If I go into that empty, meaningless world, I'm doomed. This deep way of looking at things, Rabbi Shimon, the second time he came out from the cave, gives pours and infuses a depth and a richness of life in everything that you're doing. The yiroimem is ruach ha'odam, and it lifts up the ruach of man. Gam isman omal avadosav yikia kapav, even when he's working. The yosim imenu samaara shabab and ifilas arutz, and it removes from a person the curse that came as a result of that chait in Gan Eden. The curse of Bereishis after Adam and Chava ate from the tree, that the earth is cursed and you're going to eat your bread with sadness all the days of your life. The only way to overcome that is by eating from the tree of life. And the Eitz HaChaim is the tree of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And when you enter into that world of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, then you're able to overcome the curse of B'Yitzavon Tachlan, of living in this world in a way of sadness. And instead you could choose a way of joy, of happiness, of vitality, of excitement, of being able to be an Ovid Hashem, and every single minute of your life is filled with Or Mufla Rumayla of Rabbi Shimon, of that world of Torah, of Kedushin, of Or Hashem. Okay, Mitch Hashem, next week we're not going to have, so we'll follow the next. I have to remember to make a note that we should come back to footnote 19. All right, so are you ready? I have a sticky.